This was by far the governor's longest State of the State speech, and in substance it was a throwback to the types of addresses his predecessors might have given. He discussed topics you'd expect a Wisconsin governor to cover: agriculture, education, tourism, fishing. He brought people on stage to illustrate points on three separate occasions. One group included a nurse in her smocks and a welder in his helmet.
Each of these people were looking for a job or a better opportunity over the past 3 years. They represent the people and the families behind the numbers. These are the faces of an improving economy in our state. Wisconsin is going back to work.
Walker had been speaking for 50 minutes before he started to get into the meat of this speech. His proposed income and property tax cuts, made possible by a projected billion-dollar surplus in the state's general fund. Walker wants to cut taxes by about $500 million, with $400 million going toward property tax relief and another $100 million toward an income tax cut for the lowest bracket.
When I travel the state, people don't tell me they want to keep sending more money to Madison. They don't tell me that taxes are too low or even that taxes are just right. Overwhelmingly, people across the state tell me that one of the best ways to fuel the economic recovery is to reduce their tax burden.
Walker talked a lot about job numbers, spending most of his time cruising through the good ones, a lower unemployment rate and strong monthly job estimates in 2013. He also gave an update on how many private sector jobs have been created during his tenure.
According to quarterly and monthly job reports, more than 100,000 jobs have been created over the past 3 years.
Alluded to, but not exactly stressed by the governor, is that 100,000 jobs leaves him about 150,000 shy of his 250,000 job campaign pledge. Democrats, like Milwaukee Representative Sandy Pasch, called the governor's tax cuts a gimmick designed to distract voters from the harm Republicans had done to the state. Likewise, Pasch said Walker's decision to bring people on stage to talk about jobs was missing the bigger picture.
I'm really glad people got jobs, but many, many more people need jobs. We are 37th in the nation in job creation.
Reaction among majority Republicans was mixed. Assembly GOP Speaker Robin Voss embraced Walker's plan wholeheartedly.
I support Governor Walker's plan as he introduced it. I think he's got a perfect combination.
But Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald told reporters he did not yet have the votes to pass the governor's plan. Several GOP state senators, including Dale Schultz of Richland Center, say they're concerned with how Walker's proposal would increase Wisconsin's structural deficit.
People are telling me, balance the books. You know, we're not interested in something that will help you guys get reelected. What we want is the books balanced.
While GOP lawmakers work out those differences amongst themselves, it would appear the governor already took care of another part of his agenda. Walker announced last night that he directed his revenue department to reduce the state's income tax withholding tables, a move he says people should start noticing in their April paychecks. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.